I saw all of this, standing as I did at various points surrounding the temple, and walking the streets of the town itself. It was 27 degrees C, and humid as always. That accounted for almost half of my 20 bodies. The remainder slept, or worked in the house Lieutenant Ahn occupied. Three-storied and spacious, it had once housed a large extended family and a boat rental. One side opened on a broad, muddy green canal, and the opposite onto the largest of local streets. Three of the segments in the house were awake, performing administrative duties. I sat on a mat on a low platform in the center of the first floor of the house and listened to an Orzian complain to me about the allocation of fishing rights and keeping watch. "You should bring this to the district magistrate, citizen," I told the Orzian in the local dialect. Because I knew everyone here, I knew she was female and a grandparent, both of which had to be acknowledged if I were to speak to her not only grammatically, but also courteously.
"I don't know the district magistrate," she protested, indignant.
The magistrate was in a large populous city well upriver from Ors, and nearby cooled Vess. Far enough upriver that the air was often cool and dry, and things didn't smell of mildew all the time.
"What does the district magistrate know about Ors? For all I know, the district magistrate doesn't exist."
She continued, explaining to me the long history of her house's association with a buoy-enclosed area, which was off-limits and certainly closed to fishing for the next 3 years. And as always, in the back of my mind, a constant awareness of being in orbit overhead.
"Come now, Lieutenant," said the head priest. "No one likes Ors except those of us unfortunate enough to be born here. Most Chisernans I know, let alone Radchai, would rather be in a city with dry land and actual seasons besides rainy and not rainy."
Lieutenant Ahn, still sweating, accepted a cup of so-called tea and drank without grimacing, a matter of practice and determination. "My superiors are asking for my return." On the relatively dry northern edge of the town, two brown-uniformed soldiers, passing in an open runabout, saw me, raised hands in greeting. I raised my own briefly.
"One ask," one of them called.
They were common soldiers from Justice of Ente's 7 Issa unit, under Lieutenant Skyot. They patrolled the stretch of land between Ors and the far southwestern edge of Cooled Vess, the city that had grown up around the river's newer mouth. The Justice of Ente's 7 Issas were human, and knew I wasn't. They always treated me with slightly guarded friendliness.
"I would prefer you stay," said the head priest to Lieutenant Ahn,
though Lieutenant Ahn had already known that. We'd have been back on Justice Torin 2 years before, but for the Divine's continued request that we stay.
"You understand," said Lieutenant Ahn, "they would much prefer to replace one Esk with a human unit. Ancillaries can stay in suspension indefinitely. Humans."
She set down her tea, took a flat yellow-brown cake.
"Humans have families they want to see again. They have lives. They can't stay frozen for centuries the way ancillaries sometimes do. It doesn't make sense to have ancillaries out of the holds doing work when there are human soldiers who could do it."
Though Lieutenant Ahn had been here 5 years and routinely met with the head priest, it was the first time the topic had been broached so plainly. She frowned, and changes in her respiration and hormone levels told me she'd thought of something dismaying.
"You haven't had problems with Justice of Ente's 7 Issa, have you?"
"No,"
said the head priest.
She looked at Lieutenant On with a wry twist to her mouth.
I know you. I know one Esk. Whoever they'll send me, I won't know. Neither will my parishioners.
Annexations are messy, said Lieutenant On.
The head priest winced slightly at the word annexation, and I thought I saw Lieutenant On notice, but she continued.
Seven Issa wasn't here for that. The Justice of Ente Issa battalions didn't do anything during that time that one Esk didn't also do.
No, Lieutenant.
The priest put down her own cup, seemingly disturbed, but I didn't have access to any of her internal data, and so couldn't be certain.
Justice of Ente Issa did many things one Esk didn't. It's true, one Esk killed as many people as the soldiers of Justice of Ente's Issa. Likely more.
She looked at me, still standing silent by the enclosure's entrance.
No offense, but I think it was more.
I take no offense, Divine, I replied. The head priest frequently spoke to me as though I were a person. And you are correct.
Divine, said Lieutenant On, worry clear in her voice. If the soldiers of Justice of Ente 7 Issa, or anyone else, have been abusing citizens...
No, no,
protested the head priest, her voice bitter.
Rodchai are so very careful about how citizens are treated.
Lieutenant On's face heated, her distress and anger plain to me. I couldn't read her mind, but I could read every twitch of her every muscle, so her emotions were as transparent to me as glass.
Forgive me, said the head priest,
though Lieutenant On's expression hadn't changed, and her skin was too dark to show the flush of her anger.
Since the Rodchai have bestowed citizenship on us...
She stopped, seemed to reconsider her words.
Since their arrival, 7 Issa has given me nothing to complain of. But I've seen what your human troops did during what you call the annexation. The citizenship you granted may be as easily taken back, and...
We wouldn't, protested Lieutenant On.
The head priest stopped her with a raised hand.
I know what 7 Issa, or at least those like them, do to people they find on the wrong side of a dividing line. 5 years ago, it was non-citizen. In the future, who knows, perhaps not citizen enough.
She waved a hand, a gesture of surrender.
It won't matter. Such boundaries are too easy to create.
I can't blame you for thinking in such terms, said Lieutenant On. It was a difficult time.
And I can't help but think you inexplicably, unexpectedly naive, said the head priest. One Esk will shoot me if you order it, without hesitation. But one Esk would never beat me or humiliate me or rape me, for no purpose but to show its power over me, or to satisfy some sick amusement.
She looked at me.
Would you?
No, Divine, I said.
The soldiers of Justice of Ente Issa did all of those things. Not to me, it's true, and not to many in Urz itself. But they did them nonetheless. Would 7 Issa have been any different if it had been them here instead?
Lieutenant On sat, distressed, looking down at her unappetizing tea, unable to answer.
It's strange. You hear stories about ancillaries, and it seems like... The most awful thing,
the most viscerally appalling thing the Radchai have done.
Gar said, well, yes, Gar said, but that was 1,000 years ago. This, to invade and take, what, half the adult population? And turn them into walking corpses, slave to your ships, AIs, turned against their own people. If you'd asked me before you annexed us, I'd have said it was a fate worse than death.
She turned to me. Is it?
None of my bodies is dead, Divine, I said, and your estimate of the typical percentage of annexed populations who were made into ancillaries is excessive.
You used to horrify me, said the head priest to me. The very thought of you near was terrifying. Your dead faces, those expressionless voices. But today I am more horrified at the thought of a unit of living human beings who serve voluntarily. Because I don't think I could trust them.
Divine, said Lieutenant On, mouth tight. I serve voluntarily. I make no excuses for it.
I believe you are a good person, Lieutenant On, despite that.
She picked up her cup of tea and sipped it, as though she hadn't just said what she had said. Lieutenant On's throat tightened, and her lips. She had thought of something she wanted to say, but was unsure if she should.
You've heard about Ime, she said, deciding, still tense and wary, despite having chosen to speak.
The head priest seemed bleakly, bitterly amused.
News from Ime is meant to inspire confidence in Roch administration.
This is what had happened. Ime Station, and the smaller stations and moons in the system, were the farthest one could be from a provincial palace and still be in Roch space. For years, the governor of Ime used this distance to her own advantage, embezzling, collecting bribes and protection fees, selling assignments. Thousands of citizens had been unjustly executed or, what was essentially the same thing, forced into service as ancillary bodies, even though the manufacture of ancillaries was no longer legal. The governor controlled all communications and travel permits, and normally, a station AI would report such activity to the authorities. But Ime Station had been somehow prevented from doing so, and the corruption grew and spread unchecked. Until a ship entered the system, came out of gate space only a few hundred kilometers from the patrol ship Mercy of Sarsa. The strange ship didn't answer demands that it identify itself. When Mercy of Sarsa's crew attacked and boarded it, they found dozens of humans, as well as the alien, Ur. The captain of Mercy of Sarsa ordered her soldiers to take captive any humans that seemed suitable for use as ancillaries, and kill the rest, along with all the aliens. The ship would be turned over to the system governor. Mercy of Sarsa wasn't the only human-crewed warship in that system. Until that moment, human soldiers stationed there had been kept in line by a program of bribes, flattery, and, when those failed, threats and even executions. All very effective, until the moment the soldier, Mercy of Sarsa 1 Amat 1, decided she wasn't willing to kill those people, or the Ur, and convinced the rest of her unit to follow her. That had all happened 5 years before. The results of it were still playing themselves out. Lieutenant On shifted on her cushion.
That business was all uncovered because a single human soldier refused an order and led a mutiny. If it hadn't been for her, well, ancillaries won't do that, they can't.
That business was all uncovered, replied the head priest, because the ship that human soldier boarded, she and the rest of her unit, had aliens on it.